From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. American John Yetah left Myanmar today, the country formerly known as Burma. He had been jailed after illegally entering the home of detained pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi. Virginia Senator Jim Webb secured his release after talks with Myanmar's military leader, General Than Shwe. The BBC's Andre Vornik reports.
Few expected that Mr. Yetah, who suffers from epilepsy and diabetes, would be pardoned so quickly and allowed out of the country. And Senator Webb's separate meeting with the imprisoned pro-democracy leader Aung San Suu Kyi may help deflect criticism that he's taken far too soft a line with her jailers. The senator's visit was, in principle, a private one, but his decision to travel to Burma had President Obama's backing. It's the second time in a matter of weeks that an influential member of Washington's foreign policy establishment has traveled to a hostile state to free Americans imprisoned there, after President Clinton's trip to North Korea.
The BBC's Andre Vornik reporting. President Obama is taking a break today from his campaign to get a health care overhaul bill passed. He and his family are to visit the Grand Canyon, and aides say they'll be back in Washington tomorrow. Yesterday, he spoke at a town hall-style meeting in Grand Junction, Colorado. NPR's Paul Brown has more.
In Grand Junction, Mr. Obama said he wants an honest debate about health care and invoked history as he encouraged Americans to embrace change.
When JFK and then Lyndon Johnson tried to pass Medicare, they said this was a government takeover of health care. They were going to get between you and your doctor, the same argument that's being made today. These struggles have always boiled down to a contest between hope and fear. It was true when Social Security was born. It was true when Medicare was created. It's true in today's debate.
Some members of Congress have encountered rowdy opposition to health care overhaul at town meetings. It's been encouraged in part by organizations with financial or lobbying connections to the health care industry. Paul Brown, NPR News.
A tropical storm warning is in place today in Florida for areas east of the Alabama state line to the Suwannee River. Robbie Berg is a specialist with the National Hurricane Center. He says a depression has formed about 90 miles off the coast.
The depression is expected to move generally north to north-northwest over the next day or so. This is going to bring it close to the Florida Panhandle sometime later today.
Out in the Atlantic, tropical storm Anna is expected to reach the Leeward Islands tomorrow. Tropical storm Bill is farther out and is expected to become a hurricane in the next few days. Fire crews in California are fighting 11 wildfires throughout the state. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger said 25 firefighters have been injured. He spoke at one of the fire zones yesterday. The Lockheed Fire in the Santa Cruz Mountains has charred more than 10 square miles. This is NPR News from Washington. Contract talks will resume in San Francisco today between Bay Area Rapid Transit and one of its unions. Negotiators are hoping to avoid a strike tomorrow. Union leaders are objecting to a proposal on new work terms that they say would amount to a 7% pay cut. Transit officials are trying to reduce labor costs by $100 million. Both sides say they've made progress in negotiations yesterday. A strike would be disruptive in San Francisco. BART serves an estimated 340,000 passengers every day. Iran has put on trial 25 more opposition activists, including a Jewish teenager, for their alleged involvement in the post-election turmoil. Dale Gavlak reports.
It was the third hearing in this trial and the first to include a member of Iran's tiny Jewish community. 19-year-old Yahrigel Shaulian said he did not join the protests, but just threw some stones at a bank in Tehran that resulted in his arrest. His lawyer has asked for a fair prosecution because of his youth. More than 100 demonstrators are on trial for protesting the disputed re-election of President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. Meanwhile, Iranian opposition leader Mir Hossein Mossaveh said he will continue to protest the election in a social movement called the Green Path of Hope. For NPR News, I'm Dale Gavlak in Amman.
Ahmadinejad announced today that he'll name three women to his cabinet in his second term. Women have not served as ministers in Iran since the 1979 revolution that brought the Islamists to power. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.